Hi, good evening. So, yes. So we are going to talk a little bit as a continuation. We spoke and it fits very well to the idea of Purim. So we spoke of the last, when we met 3 weeks ago, about the concept of the separation in the world of the two structures, which is the giver and the receiver, which is something called the Noisen and the Mekabel. And all the world is coordinating the givers and receivers putting together, ultimately the humans, which are the receivers, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the giver. As we said, the flaw or the challenge of the world that was created for Adam to overcome is that the systems start separating themselves. It started from the Tama Eitz, the tree had fruit, which didn't taste like the tree anymore. Meaning, in other words, there was a separation between the tree, which is the source, and the fruit. That followed afterwards from the sun and the moon. The sun and the moon separated. Up to we went into something called Chet Etz Hadas, the tree of knowledge, which is the sin of humanity that created our existence, and all of our lives are rectifying the Chet Etz Hadas. And one time that we overcame in some ways, that was a momentous time for the Jewish people to overcome the flaw of Etz Hadas, was the story of Purim. Like the Maharal says, if you look just on the story, stepping back, and the Maharal says in the Or Chodesh, what was the punishment that Adam was supposed to get for eating Etz Hadas? Be'om achol chamimenu moist homus. The day that you eat from it, you'll die. And we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us time that the person didn't die right away. He died over a period of his lifetime, his lifespan, which becomes the life, which is the life of Adam Arishon given to David HaMelech, Yemesh noseinu b'hem shivim shona, 70 years, give or take, plus or minus. So it was given as an extension that the day that we'll die is not exactly the day. Beyoim became the day of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is 1,000 years. Adam Arishon lives 930, David 70. However, there was a time that we were on the cusp of really dying. And that's the Jewish people in the time of Purim. The time of Purim, it was the culmination, the end of that Chet Etz Hadas, because they wanted to kill the Jewish people completely. That's the only time that somebody wanted to finish with us something called the final solution. And the truth is that he had achieved there, right? Because the decree was actually sealed to have all the Jews killed in one day. So that was the Chet of Etz Hadas, the end of Chet Etz Hadas. And it makes sense. Chazal always ask, Homan min haTorah deGemara in Chulin. Where do you see Homan for the first time? Hamin haEitz. Right? And we'll see why. What's the kesher? What's the relationship between Homan and Etz Hadas? Chet Etz Hadas has so much to do with Purim that Purim, we have a mitzvah to drink. And what's the shiur? Ad deloyoda. You have to go and to go beyond das. Makes sense, right? Because this has to do with Chet Etz Hadas. So the question is, what is the kesher? What is Etz Hadas? Why is Homan Etz Hadas? And most important is why drinking and going above Etz Hadas, which means bin oror Homan leboruch Mordechai, why is that a rectification of Chet Etz Hadas? To learn all of it, I think we're going to learn now Nefesh HaChaim. Nefesh HaChaim in Shar Aleph Perek Vav, Nagon, is fundamental to explain what was Chet Etz Hadas. Veze haya koydem ha-chet, lo haya kol az rak mikol lo v'zikoy chazak dusha levad. Before the Chet Etz Hadas, there was a structure that was pure kedusha, v'lo mikoy chesara. So there was good and evil existed, but they existed in two structures. They were separate. after the Chetetz Adas, there was created a confusion. The good and evil got mixed together. From now, all the worlds became this mixture between good and evil. And therefore, a person has the ability to derive or to basically incline it for good or for evil. And that eats adas toivara. And that's the concept of eats adas. Before the chet, for sure there was freedom of choice. There was evil and there was good, and Adam had the freedom of choice. Because this is the purpose of creation. And you see that he had a choice because he did do a chet. So he did have a choice. Now, the evil was not part of Adam. Adam was a kule kedusha. There was kedusha and there was evil. And he had the choice to choose one of them. Adam yosher legamrei. Adam was completely straight. Rak misadrei. He was only from the Sidri Akdusha. Adam was Kuloi Toif. There was no evil in the person. And Ra was outside of him, was Kedusha, with a choice to take it away. You had the choice to do whatever you wanted. The same way you could jump into the fire, you could do something wrong. Good and evil were separate. And Adam was good. But he had the choice to do something wrong. Therefore, whenever the Yetzer Hara wanted to go ahead and to convince him to do something wrong, the nochash comes as an embodiment of the evil outside of him. Not like today, which the Yetzirah is within the person himself. Like the Gross says today, not only the Yetzirah is within us, we don't even know exactly what is the Yetzirah, and many times we don't know what is the Yetzirah Toif. You realize that many times has sotten Oimed alimino ilisitnoi. The Satan is on the right side. So the Gross says, one second, how is that possible? He says, Lev chochom liminoi velev xilis moiloi. We know that the Yetzer Hara is on the left side of the person, not on the right side. How can you have a Satan on the right side? Says the Gross, because sometimes the Yetzer Hara appears to a person, the confusion is so great that it appears to be that the Yetzer Hara is really the Yetzer HaToif. And today, the inclination to do something what's wrong is within the person itself. There's nothing outside pulling you. You feel that that's yourself. The Ra becomes part of him. And the whole world became a confusion. So once upon a time, there was the idea that the world was separating itself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chet Etz Hadas made that today the world in itself is not clear its connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's so separate that it's not clear where is it going, where is it coming, what's good and what's evil. V'zeo Etz Hadas Toivara. Good and evil became combined and confused. Ze betoch ze mamish. Today it becomes one thing only. Ki das pirushu ischabrus kayadua. Das means connection. Das in Hebrew, and you have to know, has double meaning. It means to connect. That's the concept of ve'adam yoda ischava ishto. For Adam to have a relationship with his wife, the lashon that's used is das. And das also means separation. The Yerushalmi says that we say Havdolah in Choyin HaDas because in Me'in Das, Havdolah Minayin. You need Das to be able to separate. Because always in Hebrew, opposites have the same shoresh. It means to connect, and it means to separate. Because today, to be able to connect, you need to separate. Because things are so confused. You can't connect without being able first to separate. Always say, if you go ahead and you connect without creating boundaries, without creating a separation, it's not really connection. Connection needs separation. Kiddushin, right? To be mekadesh aisha, you have to be oiser la kule alma kehekdesh. You have to separate her from the whole world. Because in this world, you need to create connection. So once upon a time, so look at how the world comes. The world before Chetetz Adas, the giver and the taker, creation and the creator got separated. Chetetz Adas today is so confused that you can't connect unless you use Das. Without Das, you can't connect. Okay? V'ayinem yivol le'mivin betzchaim shara klipuz noga אלא שקיצה שם בניין ואינתי בגלגולים, וזה שאומר חזל, כשבנוחש על חווה, היטיל בזומה. The נוחש put into חווה poison. רוצה לומר בסויכו ממש, now, good and evil, it's not a question that you are separated, you're connected to something else. Once upon a time, you're missing connection. Today is a world that you're connected to something else. It's a world that you need to separate to connect. And this is the avoidas ha'odom today. Me'az gorem ezeh yirbuvia gdoila b'mainsef. Today is a world of confusion. She'kol mainse ha'odom hima b'irbuvia v'ishtar nosra b'moid. Today is a world that everything changes. And there is no absolutes anymore. It's all relativism. Pam toiv u'pam ra. Sometimes good, sometimes bad. U'misapech tomi mitov l'ra u'mira l'toiv. Things change from good to bad and bad to good. And even when you do already something good, even that something good is not all good. People do a mitzvah, but they look for glory, they look for respect, they look for a sachar. It's not pure. In the end, you're doing avodas Hashem, and unfortunately, even when avodas Hashem is not for him, in some ways, it's selfish. You're doing for yourself. But like people do a mitzvah, and you do a mitzvah, even when you do something good, you do it because you want to get a reward out of it. So you're giving, but every giving becomes taking. Yaakov Avinu, his great mila is that he was able to really reach beyond Chetetz Adas. And one of the most important things are that when you give, you are giving, not taking. And in this world, it's almost impossible to give without taking. The marital relation. You are giving, but you're taking. Yaakov Avinu is the one that when he tells to marry his wife, he says, "Tna es ishti ve'avua elea." Let me have my wife to have relations with her. And Rashi already says, one second, Kal Shebekalim doesn't talk this way, meaning even a simple person doesn't talk, I mean, give me a wife for me to have relations. But Rashi explains it's very simple, because for Yaakov Avinu, the marital relations was an act of giving and not of taking. You realize that all the world is this confusion when giving is taking and taking is giving. Why aren't we allowed to marry a relative? Arias, one of the main characteristics of Arias is a relative. Why aren't you allowed to marry a relative? So the Ramban explains because the act, the marital act, is an act of giving. If you marry your family, you're giving to yourself. Right? And you can't give. You have to separate between giving and taking. And in this world, after Chetetz Adas, David HaMelech, hen be'ovin cholalti. He says, I was created in sin. Because even my father, and Ishai, only had mes be'it yoshel nochosh, when he was a tzaddik, he died only. He still had self-interests when he was giving to my mother. This is the confusion that today the separation is such from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that separation is in such a way that you need Das to be able to connect. It's not that you're missing connection. Without Das, you can't connect. And this is what Chazal say Ayom, that even to connect the male and female, in Kishuel Amidas. Today you need Das to be able to connect. In a world which was natural to connect, you just needed to connect. But it was clear what to connect, how to connect, how to create a cash with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You need today Das to do it. It's a world that you require Das. Now, Das, so that's Avraham Avinu. Das Eloiki Avicha. You go and you get to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For us, how do you connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I mean, it's so not obvious. Once upon a time, it was obvious. It was instinctive to connect. Today, it's not. Is anything but obvious, anything but instinctive. You need Das to connect. But if a person would think you know something in the world of Das, so that's great. But you see that the world of Das, the connection through Das, is not a real connection. Today, the connection of Das has to go to beyond Das. And that is the idea of Purim, as you're going to see. The idea of Purim is that we connect it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu beyond Das. In other words, we realize that whatever we think is not exactly what it is. If you connect a HaKadosh Baruch Hu because you understand him, it's not a real connection. So you realize today to connect a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to know who he is. Because it's not obvious. You go to the street, it's not obvious. But if you connect a HaKadosh Baruch Hu only because you understand him, it's not a real connection because you can never understand him. So the understanding has to lead to something beyond understanding. And that's the story of Purim. The story of Purim is that we have a whole cheshbon. We thought that this works, that doesn't work. And v'nahapechu. It's exactly the opposite of what we thought. It's the idea that Das comes to something to beyond Das. And we'll see. V'chen nehepech. V'amaisa shalotoy v'gan ki wole fayim is the machshov ratoif. And today so confused that even when you do an avera, sometimes in every avera there is something good there. Lefi dimyonoi, vegam latzadikom shemev lo sashu maizeh shelo toiv lo sach miyov sumzicha klash lo toiv im kozeh kimat bil teiv shklash maizav toiv az bekol yemei chayev im shlemus amitil gamri. Even someone who is a tzadik who only does right things, it's impossible to do what's right without having irbuvia. Velo yafilu beachas meina shum chisol pgam klal. It's impossible to have something which is pure. Like the Rambam says, if a person could do one mitzvah, which is 100% pure, that's the world beyond Das. Das is a world that you need Das to be able to define. V'zeh shoh marakosuf, ki odam in tzadik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov v'lo yechta l'tzur ma'ashi yevsha shlo yel koponim k'tzas chisor ma'aseh tov atma shoyseh. In this world, it's impossible to do what's right without having anything wrong mixed to it. Ki chet pirusho chisoron kayeduo. Today it's impossible to have something which is perfect that doesn't have a chisoron. Lachen kishemachnis yodom rishbo nefono yizbar chshbo etzor chshbo nesrabim minshur. That's why din, to judge a person, is not that simple. It's not that clear. Al kol proti, protim, al kol maise vidibura, bachshove kol pedagogese vofid ityosom lehon noitim. You have to know exactly what you're doing because what the person does is never in life. There's no black and white. After Chet Etz Hadas, there is no black and white. V'zeh shomar hakosav asher osel lukim es odem yosher. Kanal HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us yosher. V'heima bechetam, because of Chet Etz Hadas, bikshu cheshboin es rabbi, we created a complicated life. We create everything is complicated. Today there is nothing which is a simple answer. There's no simplicity. Everything is complicated. Vayin zoyer. If you were sham al pid varin v'nim shachenian ki ad matan toira shas posko isa zoom mitoch moshomur chazal v'lachen acharchach b'chet ha'egel. So in matan toira, there was clarity. you realize that Matan Torah is taking away Chetetz Adas. You know what was clear by Matan Torah? By Luchos HaRishonos, there was no such a thing. The Beis Halevi already quotes, there was no such a thing like Oral Torah. It was all self-obvious. It was clear, of self-explanatory. When you looked at the Luchos, that's why the Luchos, you could see and read them from both sides. It was clear. It was ultimate clarity. That is the concept that by Matan Torah, life became obvious. It was a gilui of a Kadosh Baruch Hu of clarity. As we know, Chet Etz Hadas becomes mesukan, becomes resolved when by Matan Torah. But after we had the first situation of lack of clarity, which was when Moshe Rabbeinu didn't show up, the world became again unclear. That Chet Ha'egel is the idea that again the world of lack of clarity comes back again to the situation. And we'll see in a sec, Kmo Shomer Chazal Sheba Sotan V'Yirbev. The Sotan comes and created again confusion. What the Sotan does is creating confusion. In a world which is obvious, which is simple, which is there is clarity, is a world that's only missing for us to connect. But there is natural, yes.
Is this why in time of Purim they have to be mekabel the Torah again?
Because that's why they'll mekabel the Torah again, and they'll mekabel. And you know when they'll mekabel Torah? What's unique about Purim, people? What's unique about Purim that they'll mekabel Torah? And that worked.
It's meratzo, unlike the first time was.
Yeah, but exactly because it was a time when there was no clarity. In other words, by Matan Torah, Kofalim Harkegigis, is that you had the world of clarity. It was obvious. It was self-explanatory. They saw God in front of them. They were ready to make up Torah then. But when a lack of clarity came out, the Moshe Rabbeinu disappeared, they got confused. Confusion and clarity is in a world which is not obvious. In a world which is obvious, you don't need clarity. So they were prepared to have clarity in a world that's clear, like Matan Torah. The God appears and talks to them. So then it's obvious what's good, what's bad. The second way should have been disappeared. This whole thing came back. Until the time of Purim. Realize that the time of Purim, what's unique about the time of Purim? That's our first diaspora. We were thrown away. The name Hester comes from Anoichi Hester Asti Responai. Esther, the truth is a Persian name. Istar. So it's a time of lack of clarity. And we reached the Madrega to realize, you know something? The world is clear as is. We have to search clarity in a world which is confused. That's the concept of Torah Shebal Peh, Merotzen. Torah Shebal Peh says, Rav Tzodek says a beautiful thing. The Gemara says like this. Lamnatzeach al ayeles ha-shachar mizmur le-dovid. Perach of Beis Intelim talks that this is the mizmur said at the beginning of the dawn. And the Gemara says like this, and that mizmur, Chof Beis, relates to Purim. So says the Gemara, in Yuma like this. The same way the dawn is the end of the night, so Purim is the end of all miracles. The last of the miracles. Okay? That's why Purim is compared to the dawn. So the Tzaddik says, one sec, that doesn't make any sense. If this is the end of the miracles, should be the end of the morning, not the end of the night. But Rav Tzodek says that's the message of Purim. If you need miracles to get clarity, the world is a great night until you have some rays of light. The second on Purim, they realize that you search clarity in the world of confusion because if you really open your eyes, there is no confusion. HaMelech HaChashveiros is HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking through the Melech. So you are able to search for clarity in the world of darkness. Then there is no darkness. That's the end of the night. The Gemara says like this. We have 48 prophets. Keneged the 48 Rochem Shatur Adiknes Bohem. The last of the prophets is Mordechai. What's the lesson from him, from Mordechai? Kol adoiv, kol oimer dover b'shem omroi. Somebody who says something in the name of the regional, what you call the original author or the original person who mentioned the idea, mevi geula loilam. You bring geula to the world, but like Mordechai, Esther shevatome Esther b'shem Mordechai. First of all, why is this Mordechai should be Esther, and this is connected Mordechai, and why is it so important to see dover b'shem omroi? But that's the message of Purim. The message of Purim is you hear many things, but you have to realize that the original author is HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's speaking through them. When a Melech HaChashverosh makes you trouble, don't think that HaChashverosh is doing it. HaMelech is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Dover B'Shem Omroi. Dover B'Shem Omroi tells you that the world is clear. The message of Purim is we achieve the clarity beyond Das. And we realize that Das, if you need Das, it confuses. Because you think the things are X, Y, and Z. If you look at the newspaper, right, we're constantly trying to explain things and give them stories and give them narratives. But really, we have to look at what's beyond that. What's beyond the world's mask. Beyond the world's mask is going beyond Das. Is the intuitive feeling. Is the connection. Is looking for the voice beyond. That's Purim. So by Matan Torah, we achieved clarity in the world of clarity. But that doesn't help. The Chiddush is in the world of darkness, in the world of hidden, to find clarity. That's real clarity. That is what the Mile of Purim. The Mile of Purim is precisely because there was no prophecy. Precisely because there was the beginning of our darkness. To look for light beyond darkness, that's the true light. Says Reb Tzadik, if you need light for you to see light, it means the world is dark. But if you don't need light to see light, darkness is not darkness anymore. It's the world of clarity. Das. Always I think that knowledge, intuitive knowledge, is so much greater than knowledge. Chazal say, Noshim, women, daitam kalis. They have little das. So you always think that that's a pejorative way to say the women have very little das. Women have very little das because they don't need das. They have this intuitive force, which is so much greater. And you know why? Because they were the ones that when the eagle came, that the confusion came to the world, they were the ones who refused to give the gold for the eagle. That's why for them, Rosh Chodesh is a yontif. So therefore, if you realize, they have Daitan Kalus. They don't need us. They live in the world in some way beyond us. The intuition, the female intuition, is so great because it's beyond us.
Was the Das that was in the tree of knowledge, the pains of Das, was it a Das that actually was more of a cognitive intellectual clarity? In other words, it was away from the intuitive.
It's away from the intuitive, exactly right. Before it's intuitive, before it was natural to intuitive. No, but it's not, you're saying that that's kebiyochol an oynish for the, and I think it's davka tikkun in some ways because of the eagle. Because even though they brought the chet etzadas, they were the ones who were mesaken etzadas in the time of the eagle. Same idea. Oh, there was no Torah Shabbat. It was, all of it was intuitive, was clear. You saw the luchos and you saw everything. There was no Torah Shabbat because it was clear. It was clear in such a way that you could read from both sides. It was obvious. Matan Torah, it was obvious, but we only saw clarity in a time when everything was clear. Purim tells you that even when everything, nothing is clear, it's truly clear. That is the tikkun ad lo yada. That's why you drink wine. And you know why you drink wine on Purim to get to the concept of Das? Because wine represents that. What is wine? Wine, you take grapes through a process of fermentation, which is a process of destruction. And the fermentation, which you think is a destruction, is what takes the grapes to the highest level. So when you think that you're going backwards, you're really going forwards. That's been a hapichu. And the hapichu is taking away das. If you live in the world of das, it's a world that you have to understand everything. It's a world of fallacy because we can't understand anything. It's a world of surface. We only see what we believe. Everything is, the world of cognitive is so much more superficial than the world of intuition, which is the world beyond Etzer Das. So the Das, what we spoke about the previous weeks, right, that the world is separating the giver and the receiver. Today, you need Das, but Das has to bring to a higher level of connection. And that's why the letter of Das is the letter of Vav. Right? You know something very interesting. The Vav is Chibur, because Vav is a hook. It connects things. That's what the Vav, right? Vav is connecting. It's a letter that stands up. Is the Kshayit. You know the Vav has what is such an amazing thing in Hebrew? The Vav is the Vav Hayipuch. If you take the word, let's say, in the past, Haya, and you put a Vav beforehand, you switch from the past to the future. Hebrew grammar is called Vav Hayipuch. Haya is the past. Vehaya is the future. Yehi, what's Yehi? It will be in the future. You put a Vav before Vayehi, you change it to the past. It was. Because Vav is the letter of Das. And Das is Misapech. Das is realized that you look at the world and Das confuses. Because Das is going to take you to the world of confusion such much that if you only use Das, things are not what they appear to be. Oilam Hofuch Reisi. And therefore, the world which is intuitive is the world of truth, way beyond Das. If you have the world that you need Das, the world of confusion, many times things are the opposite what they assume to be. Because this world is very misleading. And that's the story of Purim, that we got to the world beyond Das. Okay. V'hainu sheba mibachutz kmo binyan chet odom harishon. That's why the sotan by Matan Torah was clarity. He comes from the outside. Ki mitoichem nizgarish. By Matan Torah, the Yetzer Hara had left them. Right? Nital mem zuhoma. There's no zuhoma anymore. V'aldei chet egel choz roisa zuhoma. Chet egel created that confusion again. That's why Rav Udna says, who was the one who brought to the Jews the chet egel? Somebody called the Erev Rav. Erev Rav is Moshon Taruvis. He created a mixture. He created confusion. It's all confusion. And that's why by Matan Torah, by Chet Egel, they transgress the breeze like Odom. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, the day that you eat, you die. Why? Don't think that the death of Das is a punishment. Keep it on the if you eat chetetz adas, titarev bechaz omashala, the evil will be so confused and mixed with you. Velo yetikun acher leafrida mimchok kedelitivcha beachrisecha. So there will be so much mixture that you have to go through a process of purification, which is death, which is separating the good and the evil. Only a person goes through the process of death and burial, a person becomes pure again. And that's why after Chetetz Adas, you could not eat Chetetz Achaim. Because once you're in the confusion, you can't connect. Because the connection will be a false connection. What's wrong to eat Etzachayim after Etzadas? Now that's a problem. If after Etzadas you eat Etzachayim, you will be never be able to connect. You connect to a fallacy that you create. The reason why you couldn't eat Etzachayim after Etzadas, because after the confusion of Etzadas, Etzachayim would never be a real Etzachayim. You never see the good anymore. That's why he went out from Gan Eden. And you know what created the separation between Etz Hadas and Etz Chaim? The Lahat Acheref Misapeches. Those Malachim that created confusion. So you can't reach Etz Chaim. Etz Chaim is Torah Shebaksav. Etz Hadas is Torah Shebalpeh. You, to reach to Torah Shebaksav, you need the Torah Shebalpeh. But it's not enough the Torah Shebalpeh, which is purely rational. The only way you could reach Torah Shebalpeh is the Torah Shebalpeh, which is more experiential, which is the concept of Kabbalah. That's why if you just look to the rational, Torah Shebichsav is unreachable. That's why I always say, if you take Torah Shebichsav and you need to be purely rational, you will not reach it. Because Torah Shebichsav, for you to get it, has to be beyond Das. Because as long as there is Das, there is a separation. That's why a person needs to be separated from the evil. And those are the four people who died only because of the Nochash. They had no Chet. That's why they had to go to the passes of death to create a purification, a separation. That's the end of the Ra. So this is the God of Nefesh HaChaim. So what is Chet Etzadas? Chet Etzadas is the creating confusion. That the separation between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu became, that's now it's not obvious to reconnect. Now you need the whole process of cognition to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why this world is so confused. You could go ahead and you could have different religions, different ideologies, different theories. It's not obvious, it's not intuitive. Our ability is through Das to reach to the world beyond Das. We say that on this Mirza Shabbos, De'e Chochma l'nafshecha. Learn Chochma, v'ikesel l'roshecha. The Das will take you to something above your head. Das is always to reach to that intuitive knowledge, which is the greater form of knowledge, which is the story of Purim. Okay?
So Adam had Bechira before the sin.
For sure.
So why did Hashem need the Eitz Das to begin with, meaning the cards are stacked against us. It was tough enough even before the Chet Eitz Das. You see, he sinned in the first hour of creation. You know what I mean?
This is the flaw. This is the greatness of Adam. The greatness of Adam is that our challenge was created by us. You realize that if you look at the world in its form, it goes from Chet Eitz Das. And where is the first tikkun of Chet Eitz Das? First by Matan Torah, but where is the final tikkun that we have in a small scale, the chet of tikkun Etz Hadas? Is the story of Purim. The story of Purim is the ability of man to see God, even on Das, doesn't show you. To realize that Das, there is a limit. What appears to be X is really Y. The story of Purim. This is the challenge of Adam. The challenge of Adam is that we created us our mission. Is to find with us and to go beyond us. And the reason is, I'll tell you, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he creates the world, he creates in two scales. We know that there are the 10 spheres. We speak about the 10 spheres. The 10 spheres are the 10 emanations. The 10 emanations come in two different, they come and we'll see, we're going to see a lot of it now. they come in two different spheres. There is 10 spheres, which is Chochma, Bin, and Das, that's Chabad, that Das is part of it. And then there is a higher form of spheres, which is Kes, Chochma, Bina, and Das doesn't exist. So Das goes to something below Chochma and Bina to reach to something which is above. These two concepts between the relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the rational to beyond rational, right? It's the function of Adam Be'olam Hazeh. And Rabbi Yisai, this is Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. We're going to learn it. This is the concept of the Avodah Sodom. So we created a harder Avodah to ourselves because that's our mission in this world. Our mission in this world is to go through this process. The goal of the class will be to show you that this is the Chet HaMabul and the Chet Odor HaPaloga. We had the Migdal and we had the Dor HaMabul. Those two stories, what's the lesson to us? Who cares about the flood and the generation of the tower? You realize that this is our Avodah. And Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh, it's Keneged Dor HaMabul and Dor HaPaloga, which are the two forms of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Das and beyond Das. And we're going to see that. So you're going to see that this Chet Odom HaRishon of Chet Etz HaDas becomes the mission of man in this world. That with our Das, we can reach to beyond Das. We actually experience the community, this on Purim. And that's why Purim is the only Yontif that will be celebrated even when Mashiach comes. Because it's a messianic experience. The messianic experience is that the world of cognition, the world of Das, leads you to something beyond Das. And that is the Tikkun of Torah Shebal Peh. We're going to see that hopefully throughout the next 2 or 3 weeks, how that works. Because this is the world that we can experience, we can see. And by the way, this is in our Das, which is thinking fast and thinking slow. And you see that all of the psychologists talk about this concept of Das and beyond Das. So we'll see this, how this translates. Okay? Let's continue a little bit.
See, there's a lot of Midrash that says Haman was connected to Nachash, so he got pushed onto the bed of Esther, like the Nachash pushed Chava onto the tree.
It's all, if you look at it, it's all Haminoites, Haman, Begimatris, Tsefa. Tsefa is the most vicious of all the snakes. This is, we'll see that this story of Purim becomes the paradigm of our mission. We have to stop at 10 o'clock, but the Mirza Hashem will continue in 2 weeks, and we're going to see that that's the mission of Adam, to finish Chet Etz HaDas, which is the ultimate connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Kishrei Lamidas.